Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Maurice Taylor, CEO of Titan International. And the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is TWI. And once again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors today, Maurice.
No problem, Juan. I'm happy to be with you.
Great. Now, the company, through its subsidiaries, is engaged in manufacturing tires and combining these wheels and the tires into assemblies for use in agriculture and earth-moving construction markets. So, you know, talk about some of the company's main services and where we may be able to find them.
Well, number one is we make two different products. We make wheels, which are the steel wheels, which we're the North American's largest, the largest in the world. Now, when I say wheels, that's the steel parts. That's whether you see farm equipment, construction. What we don't do is we don't produce any car, passenger car, over the highway truck. If it's off the road, we make the wheel. And we also now produce all the tires that go on all these wheels. So we make wheels from 10-inch in diameter up to 63-inch. The tires, a 10-inch tire, or 10-inch, actually a 10-inch tire, would be what you would think of as a tire on an ATV unit. When you think about a 63-inch, that is a mining wheel, and that tire that goes on that, it would be like a 59R8063 tire, which that tire is over 12,000 pounds. It's 13 and a half tall. It runs on these 400-ton mining trucks, which are up in the oil sands of Canada, all the way down to Australia. And it's what all the new mining trucks, it's what the Komatsus, the Cats, the Terexes, the Hitachis, who make the trucks. We make the tire and the wheel, and we also offer a service to the OEs, which would be like John Deere is our largest account, but the same would be true for Deere, for Case, for AGCO, where we will not only produce the tire for them and the wheel, we'll own them and we'll ship them direct right to them. We do just in time for like our friends at Kubota who ship their tractors. We make the tire and wheel assemblies, whether they go on tractors shipped from India, China, Korea, any place. That's what we do. The North American market, we split the tire market pretty evenly with our friends from Bridgestone, Firestone, in which we each have in the high 40s, depending which way. So together we have about 90% of the North American market. On the wheel side, the steel wheels, we probably in North America are pushing pretty close to anywhere from, depending on the wheel, you know, like 70 to 80%. And on the big stuff, for the big iron for farm, some of that we produce basically almost 100%. So that is what we do. So our market shares are large. And what precipitated your call, I should also say, we make these tires in the Titan brand and in the Goodyear farm brand. We bought Goodyear's farm tire business at the end of 05. We did it in 05 for 06, 07, and 08, right? And we brand the Goodyear brand, and that's the tire brand that we have been pushing and everybody's familiar with. On the OTR side, which is a big earth mover tire, we bought Continental General, and we have that. We make that in our big Bryan, Ohio plant, which goes all the way up to the super giants, which are the mining tires at 63 inch, and that carries the Titan brand. So when you look at Titan, anybody does, you'll see that we have turned around and we have rolled up the wheel business and the tire business, so there really is no more other acquisitions left of any significance in North America. So what transpired is that last spring, I believe it was, Goodyear made the announcement that they were going to exit the European farm tire business and they were going to exit the Latin American farm business. They were going to stay in the Indian and Asian market because in those markets, they are not the sole owners of the business. I think they have 60 or 70% of the ownership there. So what transpired, you have a large manufacturing facility in France that Goodyear is in the process of winding down their passenger car business in this factory. This factory also produces the radial tires for all of Europe for Goodyear. Actually, that produces all the radials, or most 90% of all the radials, for Goodyear outside of North America. So they have decided to sell that, and the letter of the announcement of the letter of intent mentioned that facility. And most of the time you do not make an announcement for a letter of intent, but because it had to be made public to the union and the works council in France under their laws, Goodyear had to notify them and they had to make it public. And because the situation has a material value to us, Titan being a $1 billion company, we had to make the announcement. Goodyear did not have to do it except for these other reasons I just mentioned, because the numbers are not material to a $20 billion company. So that's what happened. Okay? So did I have brought you up to date?
Yeah, thanks for bringing us up to speed on the Goodyear deal. And also, talk to us right now, Maurice, about some of the market trends and how well-positioned Titan is to capitalize.
Well, number one, in North America, there is no question that Titan is a low-cost producer. There's no question that the farm side of our business is going to be a good business, not only going forward. The third quarter will be a little tough, but the fourth quarter will be better. And I believe going forward, the farmers have probably got more money in a better shape than ever in the history of America. But what is, and of course with 70% of that at this point in time, is our business. So we're looking favorably on that. The construction market is just totally dead. It's been dead now, and it's going to stay dead, I believe, for the next year and a half. So we're not as optimistic as maybe some of our OEs that we supply. Right. But we look to grow, and the big shining light is the U.S. dollar compared to all the other currencies. So we are putting a large push to start the export train going and look to start exporting. That is always, I think once we, if the dollar stays the way it is, it will benefit all manufacturing, not just us. And I look at that as a good sign. And it's also, we'll pick up like our friends from John Deere and even Case. People don't realize that John Deere and Case, their large equipment, which would be for John Deere, their 8,000 and their 9,000 series tractors, are only manufactured in Waterloo, Iowa for the whole world. And when you look over at CNH, you'll find that all of their Magnums and all of their big four-wheel drives are produced either in Racine or up in Fargo, North Dakota. So the large business, as farms get larger in the world, which they will continue to do, and all the communist countries from the old Soviet bloc, all those big areas, they will be buying more and more equipment as time goes. So that's the good part, okay? And that's a good part for Titan. But truthfully, what Titan has decided to do is, that's fine, let's grow that, but the opportunity, because of what's happened in the world and everybody retrenching, almost all of Titan's competitors in our business, that they are big companies, huge companies, and the business they compete with us in is not their core business. So it's brought the opportunity for Titan to look out and say, well, let's see if we can roll up the rest of the world. And so we have publicly stated that we have targeted about $1.3 billion worth of acquisitions that we believe are there with the other parties wanting to make a deal. And that's what we're going to attempt to do in the next 2 to 6 months.
So what are some of the synergies that you look for in some of these acquisitions?
Well, the first thing is we want them to be able to produce the same product that we're producing, Juan. So if they're in the tire and they're in the wheel for what we do, that's what we're looking. Then what we look at is we say, okay, if we buy this factory and this big company, they have a factory here. Now, they'll move their other manufacturing out, so we'll buy the factory. But we're going to buy the equipment and everything at these other 3 to 4 factories that they have and move that to the one factory. So we'll be producing everything in one factory. Then you look at a competitor who has the same situation, but you have to understand, when it comes to the agricultural business, and I like to say this, whether it's Michelin, Bridgestone, or Goodyear, you know, you look at like a dog. The head of the dog is automotive. The body of the dog is your SUV and pickup. Then you have truck and bus, the back end. The tip of the tail of the dog is agricultural, and the other part of the dog is the OTR. So the secret is, concentrate on what those big dogs don't really like to do. And, you know, there are a couple people out there who produce farm tires, who also in the same factory make passenger car tires, they make truck tires. So our point to them will be, well, listen, we will buy your ag tires. So if we take that equipment out of your factory, you then can turn around and expand your truck or your passenger car which is what you wish to do. And they I think they agree with that, but then they come back to the point to say, well, we want our dealers to be able to still sell farm tires. No problem. I'll make the tires for them, and I'll brand your brand to them. I don't care about that. But all you have to do, Juan, is the tires, the green tire is the same. It's just putting the nameplate in the mold, whether it's a Goodyear, a Titan, or Zingy Zingy. You see what I'm saying? It's the same tire. It's the same everything.
Just a different method, yeah.
Just a different name. It's the same as, if their brand is so good, it's like a polo shirt, you know?
Yeah.
Polo's not making them all. Some guy's just sewing the horse on there, okay? So we're going to do the same thing. And we believe that by doing this in the rest of the world, when it shakes out, we will be largest in the world, the only one in the world who dominates the wheels, dominates the tire for the farm and the OTR. Then everybody has to understand, if you go out and look at a passenger car tire today, you'll notice that the wheel is much larger and the sidewall of the tire is shorter, but the overall diameter of the tire hasn't changed. This started in 97 when Titan started trying to do the what we call the low sidewall. You just make the wheel bigger. In our industry, which is the farm and construction mining, nothing's changed because nobody really cared to change because what we do. So once you make the wheel and the tire, you can make the improvements. December 7th is coming up. Turn the TV on and you watch the movie Seabees. Got John Wayne about World War II. And he's putting in an airport for a runway strip. You'll see a Caterpillar grader and a Caterpillar loader in that movie. And if you were to know, the wheel is a 25-inch wheel. It's the same wheel today as it was back in 1941. You see, nothing changed. The machines have changed. They make the tire a little stronger.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Well, no, they don't want to spend any money. Why should they? Why should they? So when you stop and think about it, if you think about Caterpillar, you know how many wheel engineers are on the Caterpillar? Zero. You know how many tire engineers they have? Zero. The same at Mother Deere, okay? So Titan is the only one in the world that could change the wheel and the tire and make it a system because, you know, a tire doesn't work without a wheel. And it's really tough on a wheel without a tire. So that's what we're doing. It's a simple story.
And so what are some of the goals that you guys hope to accomplish this year over the course of 12 months?
The next 12 months, I expect us to be between 1.8 and at a run rate of between 1.8 and 2 billion. And then I've got to, once I get that to there, I got to bring a younger team in because everything will be pretty well set. And when you're the chairman and the CEO, your main job is to make sure that you hire your replacement and he won't goof it up for the next 10 years.
Right, right.
And that's what you got to do. We're an entrepreneur-type company, and we're very blunt. And if you've ever listened to my earnings call, everybody knows I answer all questions. They might not like what they hear, but we answer them all, every one of them. More That's people good. Are on our conference calls than our major OEs because we know what's going on.
Right. And I'm sure they're entertaining, too.
Well, I don't know about that one. You know, but I do give you, you know, my advice, you know. This stimulus package that our leaders in Washington have concocted has done nothing for Main Street in America.
No.
It never will do anything. I mean, all the money they appropriated and everything was for government bureaucrats' retirement and, you know, save a few banks and a few people on Wall Street and a few other foreign companies, too. So,
definitely. So in terms of investors, do you think right now that, Murray said, investors understand the general direction of and message of your company?
No, I don't think. I have a different view on the street. I was just in the great city of New York, which I got to watch all the leaders of the world running up and down your streets. So you're paying for that out there. No wonder New York's broke, running around with all those wackos up and down your streets. But, you know, the investment community is out there looking, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. Well, from Titan's standpoint, my job is not only to try to make money. 75% of what I have to do, I have to think of the shareholder. The other 25, I got to think of my employees. So you have to turn around, and I'm going to build the business. We have the opportunity that I just told you. And then the new guy can, you know, trim it, size it all up, maximize the profit. But while you're growing, you cannot be trying to maximize your EBITDA. It just doesn't work, okay? And that's the big thing. So a lot of people, certain investors, they want to look at your EBITDA, and then they want to see your EBITDA grow 20, 30% a year. Well, that's Microsoft thinking. And then once Microsoft got there, they couldn't grow anymore. Titan can probably grow to 2 to 2.5 billion, but you can't go much bigger than that in the whole world because the whole world market is only like 5 to 6 billion in a real good year. So if you go get half, you know, you can't go better than that. The government stops you.
Yeah.
You know, I like take it all, you know. I like be a monopolist, okay, but it's not going to happen, all right?
Right.
And when you hear a CEO tell you about his competitors and they're a good competitor and everything, sell the stock, okay? Business is just like civilized war. My view, only good competitor who's one that's not in the business anymore.
Right.
You understand that?
Yeah, it's very very cutthroat, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to go sit over there and talk kisses.
I guess realistic, you know? You're not going to pat anybody on the back, but, you know, give them any exposure or anything like that.
Yeah, I just,
out there,
you know,
looking out for number one, so.
You got to look out. You got to take care of yours, and the same for your employees. You have to, you know, and everybody knows. We're a company that runs a 5 to 7 SG&A. So we are very, very lean. And that's the reason we have survived all these years. And we go back all the way back to 1894.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
Once again, joining us today is Maurice Taylor, CEO of Titan International Incorporated, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is TWI, and is currently trading at $8.90 a share. Before we conclude, Maurice, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think the long term, there's no question that we dominate the business that we're in and that we're going to dominate it for the years to come. And when you look at a business that's around Last year we did just over $1 billion for the first time ever. This year, with everything going, we're going to probably drop down between $800 and $900 million. But, you know, if we're going to grow in the next, you know, within this next year to between $1.8 billion and $2 billion, there's going to be a lot of action, up or down, you know. You never know. When it comes to trying to, anybody who can tell somebody else what to do, they're going to be a very rich man. Otherwise, you got to be careful. They'll be like the old Madoff, you know. It can't be that true. Goods, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, you know, I actually believe times, yeah, I actually, no matter where you go in the world, yeah, the American worker is one tough dude. He works, you know, if we get the government off back of industry, we'd be in a boom time right now.
Right.
Our problem
more
is
than any other country, you know.
That's right. We do. And we're doing good. And,
yeah, we're productive, but.
Oh, I think we're pretty productive, except for, you know, like the auto workers who decided that they should have been paying people sitting in cafeterias for a few years doing nothing.
I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not always as efficient.
Yeah, but when you get down to the entrepreneur backbone of this country, nobody can compete with us. And
that's true.
We're very blessed for that. So, hey, Juan, I really appreciate your time and all of your people and everything. So I thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, and always good to have you on. Thanks for updating our investors today.
No problem, Juan. And any of your investors ever want to take a visit and go through one of our plants, we'd be very honored.
Certainly.
Okay.